is.
Well,
it
he's
is.
Going associate pastor. Associate is what it looks pastor. Like.
It's like youth minister. Sociopath. It's a fine line.
I think you're youth minister. Anybody out there that goes to church knows what the Wednesday night Awana's Club games are at church, knows that that's what Matt looks like.
It's at that length where I can't go up with it anymore. The hair.
It's boy toy.
I have to go over.
It's boy toy.
Right.
Hey, Matt.
Yo.
Tommy's on Twitter now. E-Pud Smith.
Yeah, make sure you get that because I'm sure you'll want to.
Now, how do you spell that out?
E-P-U-D.
Just like what it sounds like.
Yeah. What's your Twitter,
at,
Matt?
I am at MattCouch28, although I'm now 29. But for those interested,
so that was for your age,
at MattCouch28.
Okay. What are you, RJ?
Just RJ Hawk.
He's the hog.
And what are you, Roger?
At Roger Scott Buzz.
Okay. Apparently, David Basil has a Twitter account. The Basilhoff has already started tweeting.
Two or three, I want to follow
that just to see. I can't wait to hear some of Tommy's.
I'll speak from
the heart.
Reserved heart. What's the matter?
You have to go. You're number four.
Number four.
Turn me down.
Let's get number four. Number four. Is that louder?
Perfect. No, down.
Down.
Other way. Good.
All right.
And sing.
And Matt Couch is here to tell us about BuzzBQ and all the exciting things, and we'll do a little match game with him. And I guess that's all I want to.
Do you remember
about.
When Linda used to come on and Ninja would go? Well, it looks like maybe we might have rain on Saturday.
We don't
Linda,
even want to hear it.
Linda, oh, that's we got.
It's no, going to do what it's going to do.
It's going to be hot.
It's going to be well. I guess better than
91. We've had. And when you look back on in my fifth or sixth BuzzBQ to be a part of as an employee, we've had some of everything. You know, we've had the super hot days. We've had the cold, rainy. We've had the thunderstorms. We're all huddled under the railroad bridge, which has got to be the safest place to be during a lightning storm.
Sure.
But we've had it all. But it looks good for this weekend. So Ninja, don't call in and tell us anything.
The forecast for chili cook-offs have been worse than that.
Oh. Was that 2 years ago? Where it was like 17 degrees.
Yes, it was two. Well,
this is in January. Why?
Yeah.
My feeling on that is, if we're not going to have it inside, why don't we have it in March when we got a chance of 70 degrees?
Well, because up until this next year, it's not we. You know, we've just been a part of it. But now this next year, we're going to take ownership of it. But
that's the ambiance of the barn.
We're going to own
know,
it.
That's
what everybody hates.
That's exactly right. Hey, Kevin in Little Rock, Keith, the Service Company Live Fan Feedback. If Loggins is the king of soundtracks, and I have to agree with him, Irene Cara has to be the queen. Fame, Flashdance.
And Flashdance.
And DC Cab, awful movie, great soundtrack. Very good.
DC Cab?
Yeah, that was on just a couple of weeks ago. I saw that.
Flashdance. That did have a good soundtrack at the time.
Yep.
I still haven't seen the new Footloose. Is that a...
It is not. I've not seen the old one, but I can tell you it's better than the new one.
And I'm sad to say this, and I thought it would be different this week, but I still have not seen Avengers.
That's okay. It'll be around for a while.
We started to go see it.
It'll be around for a while.
How about till the lines go down?
We started to go see it, but we got held up at a local Mexican restaurant.
I'm always a week behind. I just saw a couple of days ago Captain America is on, so I recorded it and watched it. I'm going to watch them all individually first.
What'd you think?
Captain America?
Yeah.
Oh, it's lame Elo. Yeah.
Are you feminine for a guy if you like this song?
I would say in most people's mind you probably are. But that comes from a man who likes Barry Manilow, so I don't care.
Yeah, I sort of like this. I like it because of the movie.
It kicks.
The movie was a good. Remember what she's trying to do here? She wants to be a dancer. She gets her one shot in front of the judging panel.
Raise your hand if you wore leg warmers like that.
It seemed like 80s movies.
It was a fake. It was a fake, remember?
The 80s movies are all about you get one shot.
You got one shot.
One
That's
chance.
It.
Well, she had two hit songs, so there you go.
That's a great song.
Wrap around.
She's going to kick it.
I think I'm going to start jumping around.
I don't think you will.
Webcam.
We got to remember Chris Rock and Farley and Tommy Boy doing that.
That's what he did.
When Rob Lowe was spraying him at the gas station.
That's what he was doing.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, they had, apparently they got, I'm sounding like Joe Klein sounded like.
Yes, there you go.
Well, these are the crunchy health bars. I don't like them as much. They had scenes from, our outtakes from Burgundy.
From Ron Burgundy?
Yeah, and they say, "Have you?" A lot of people have catchphrases. Have you got any? He goes, "Well, I'm working on a couple." He goes, "Well, what are they?" He goes, One I really like is "Here Comes Grandma." He goes, "What do you mean, Here Comes Grandma?" He goes, "Well, when the guy hits it with the stick and it goes somewhere," and he goes, "You mean a home run?" He goes, "The stick, you know, the stick." And then the guy's running around the bases, and I say, "Here comes Grandma." And he goes, "You're talking about when the guy hits the ball and it goes out of the park, a home run." He goes, "Home run? Okay. Give me an example." He goes, "Kent Singleton." He goes, "Oh, Kent Singleton hits the ball. Oh, here comes Grandma."
Where'd you see this?
Fourth Nation.
I got to see that. Yeah, I've got to get a catchphrase, too. Because you guys had one on T-shirts, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. What was Tommy's?
Tommy's was just,
Appropriate.
Hey, which you can actually, you can still purchase at the Buzz store at 1037thebuzz.com.
Before we forget, now that Tommy's on Twitter and RJ has put it all out there, and Tommy is at E-Pud Tommy.
E-Pud Smith.
E-Pud Smith, excuse me. Of course, he put us all on there, so I'm picking up quite a few more followers once again, riding off of you. But Pat Bradley's now following me. Happy birthday to
the
shooter.
Happy birthday to Pat.
Yeah, happy birthday,
how
Pat
to see.
You know what? He didn't even get the email that goes out because he's going to be disappointed because he always wants to know, does he get a very special birthday? It's a big, big birthday.
Wait a minute. We didn't get the email yet. Don't put Dana. I don't blast mode.
No, I'm not putting Dana on it.
That's blast mode.
Well, it's usually the day before. I'm just saying. I'm not throwing out Dana. I'm just saying Pat is the one who, you know, I mean, Pat's sensitive about that.
Hey, coming up after we get through with Matt today, got Gus Malzahn doing a phoner, Tom Cotton running for Congress, and George Takei.
I feel sorry for those guys to follow this.
I thought it was Takei. I don't know. It could be Takei.
I think it's Sulu. It may be.
All I know is I gave him the Spock thing. I'll never forget that. And he's looking at me like, all right, idiot, that's not even my thing. I don't know. Yeah.
He's got to get that everywhere. Though.
Yeah.
I thought it was Takoyaki.
Takoyaki.
Yesterday, I thought it was Mitsubishi. Ace, what's up?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Talk to me.
Just throwing a quick thing out there for soundtracks. How about FM?
FM was a good one.
Very good soundtrack. Steeler what Dan. Else were we talking about? I've been on hold for like an hour.
We were talking about Roger's stupid question of the day.
Oh, yeah. Breastfeeding while on social networks.
No, sir, but good try, and thanks for putting that in my
head. I'm sorry,
head.
What was the
14%.
Question?
14%. You got to give a hint, Roger.
14, all right, I'll do it. 14%, and I thought I already did. 14% of stay-at-home mothers have done this at least once this year, and it's like I said, we've been talking about it all day. Electronic. Is the first clue electronic.
Oh, boy.
Ah.
Wow.
Because they received a text message from either me or Pat.
You could go a few different directions with that.
And I am not offended by this. I could care less, but I am stunned that Time Magazine put this on the cover.
That's to sell magazines. And they got a ton of talk because of that.
Yeah, they did.
Ton of talk.
But Time Magazine was supposed to be above that fray. And Newsweek. Turn into anything. You won't see that on the cover.
You don't think that looks a little? The kid looks a little big on there.
Well, he's 13 years old.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said it didn't look odd to you.
I've never ever in my whole life seen a bow-legged woman with a bow-legged wife, and I ain't never seen a kid that big sucking on his mom's breast.
Disturbing.
The rule
it's
is, if you can reach it standing,
I think the kid
looks like he's almost like, hey, you know. Who's got the best gig here?
Yeah.
Me.
Right.
Yeah. If you're old enough to catch a school bus, you don't need to be breastfeeding.
If you're old enough to drive a school bus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He's wearing camo, so I mean
he's wearing camo, he's wearing boots.
Yeah.
The
expression on the kid's face, looking, he's like, "What are you looking at? This is what I do."
If you've not
and mom's
seen
like,
it,
"Hey, this is good."
I don't know where his writing is.
I've seen it from a distance. This is the first time I've really looked up at it close, and I'm once again, nothing offends me, so I ain't offended, but I am surprised that Time Magazine put that on the cover. God knows who their Woman of the Year will be. 433-1037 is our number, and let's go to Delbert.
Good morning, gentlemen. How we doing?
Hey.
I wanted to see if we take a moment of silence and could hear that. That's the sound of the wheels falling off up there on the hill.
I agree.
I mean...
It's not as bad as it sounds, but perception's everything. And outside the state of Arkansas, people are picking up paper today and going, another Arkansas kid left? It has nothing to do with anything, but perception is reality. And they're perceiving every day.
Oklahoma calling me talking about Sooners this year, and then they talk about the Hogs and how they had a chance, but they're, you know, it's likened to what Alabama would be if Nick Saban was gone. I mean, it's just... It's over, and I know everybody's holding on to maybe John L. Smith can can do what Bobby Petrino. It's over, you know. It's always wow. the next coach. So John L. Smith is the patsy, and the next coach is what we got to look forward to.
What are you wowing about? You don't agree?
I don't know if it's over. It's
Did you see college football yesterday?
That's all. You know what? You know why they were talking about us? Because we're not ranked number 9 preseason on their poll.
Yeah, and you hear what all of them said? They talked about nothing but the problems.
You know, I don't disagree. There's major challenges. I don't know if I'd go quite to say it's over with. We know it may not be a great season next year.
I'm talking about every sport, though. They're having a minor meltdown right now.
Start a Twitter account for the housewife, 14%. Start a Twitter account.
Start a Twitter account
for
what?
Your stupid question of the day.
Oh.
The 14% starts a Twitter account while they're
home. Oh, okay. No, I'm sorry. No. Thank you, though. Very good. I'm sorry.
You see where this has gotten us? Greg, what's up?
Hey, I just want to, did anybody mention the Bodyguard soundtrack?
That was
Bodyguard's
a big selling.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
What was the song?
I can only think of the Dolly Parton's cover. That's the only one I can think of from that soundtrack. But they say it's a good one.
Yeah, that's What is that? That is the number one movie song of all time, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, Seller, I think.
Something like that.
I Love You or whatever it is by Whitney Houston.
Well, what is it? If you had to pick one song of all those soundtracks, which is the greatest movie song?
Boy, I tell you, there's the one in Caddyshack where Lacey Underall is getting ready. She's walking in into the pool.
What?
Yes. Well, you're asking me. I'm just telling you.
It would probably be one I hear in 100. Spirit in the Sky is in a lot of them. Yeah.
Is there one? This is a.
So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you. Every step of the way.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. 7:24 on a show with no name. Larry, what's up?
Yeah, hey, Tommy. I wanted to give you some George Takei facts before he gets on. Of course, you know, he's gay and his partner is Brad. He hates William Shatner, so don't bring that up or bring it up if you want something going on. And his catchphrase is, oh, my. And my soundtrack is Car Wash.
Yeah, again, that had one of the great songs for a movie, no question about it. That was sort of my family's theme song since we owned a car wash.
What was his boyfriend's name again?
Brad.
Brad.
That guy has, he's following George on Twitter.
You got a couple of minutes here. Briefly run down what we can expect the next few days down on the river.
Well, down on the river, Friday night, I'd like to encourage everybody to come out. It is free. And come out Friday night beginning at 5 p.m. And we'll have music by Josh Green, Ed Bowman, and the Rock City Players, Dry County, and OTR, the Red Dirt Republic. And this, essentially, for anybody that has not been down there on Fridays, that's when the barbecue teams, which we've got over 100 this year, that's when the teams come in, they set up shop, and, you know, it's a party. And in some cases, it's an all-night party.
That thing over the years has really grown Friday night.
Yeah, and it's become its own sort of standalone event, but that is the kickoff for Saturday. Right. And, you know, even though I think 2 years ago, we had a group come in from Texas. And, RJ, you may have been down there, but they came in and built a bar. And, you know, it essentially was in their little 10x10 area or 20x10 or whatever size it was. But, I mean, the full-on bar, roof. Jukebox, everything in there. It was
awesome.
There's
a certain clique of people that get into the like tailgaters, like the people that were at the Jimmy Buffett show where they set up shop.
It is right, and it's its own group, you know. And if you're not familiar with it, it's huge. So come on down Friday night, and then of course Saturday is the actual Buzzbecue, and you can still get tickets. Buy one, get one. Check online 1037thebuzz.com for those ticket locations. And then when we come back, we'll talk more about Saturday.
Was this from a movie? Jesse girl.
Well, it was actually in Boogie Nights. It had a scene in Boogie Nights that I loved. This song was, but I don't know if other than that, I'm not sure.
I wonder what song has been used in the most movies.
Well, Spirit of the Skies, you mentioned, has been in several.
Yeah, it's got to be way up there.
I don't know. It's good. We'll have to
Google
that one.
Can't y'all get in your easy book up and find
out
stuff?
I've got a list. What's the Easy Rider? Was that?
That's Easy Rider. That's the name of the movie.
Okay.
That's bikers, and what's his name gets shot off his bike at the end. Both of them do, I think, don't they?
Not sure.
I don't want to give it away.
This is SportsCenter.
The Diamond Hogs needed extra innings against Louisiana Tech. The Sports Slam is brought to you by Chips Barbecue in West Markham. Come try a delicious pulled pork sandwich today. That's Chips Barbecue, 225-4346. In the 10th inning, Matt Reynolds brought home the winning run for the Hogs.
Waits on a one-strike pitch. There goes the runner from second. The pitch is outside. They throw it away at third. Here comes Reynolds, and Arkansas wins.
Arkansas won 6-5 in front of a record-setting crowd of 10,512 at Dickey Stevens Park. They will now travel to Tennessee for the last regular season series on Friday. The UCA Bears got an SEC win last night as they blanked Mississippi State 2-0, while Arkansas State knocked off number 22 Ole Miss 10-5. Razorback basketball player Devontae Abron has decided he's going to transfer after just one season with Arkansas. He asked to be released from his scholarship so he can move closer to his home in Siegelville, Texas. I'm RJ Hawk, and you've been slammed on 103.7 The Buzz and 103.7TheBuzz.com.
We're here at Chips Barbecue with barbecue expert Grant Lee Bowman. Now, Grant, white chips.
Because it's the best barbecue in the whole world.
At 9801 West Markham.
Roger Scott here for my friends.
No, this is one commercial on The Buzz that won't be needing the voice of one Roger Scott. Seriously, does he get paid every time he's in a commercial? Megan Thomas here for Antique Brick Outdoors, Little Rock's premier stop for all your outdoor living ideas. And with any outdoor living area for your family, it all starts, of course, with the grill. And we have them all for you, both charcoal and gas, including the good one, which is now on display at Antique Brick Outdoors. For real, we actually do have a grill called the good one. And along with the wide selection of grills that we offer, you can also check out all the fabulous new 2012 furniture collections that we now have displayed on our showroom floor. So make plans to visit my family at Antique Brick Outdoors for all your outdoor living needs at 1609 East 9th Street in Little Rock. We're even open on Saturdays from 10 till 3, or you can always call us anytime at 375-0060. That's 375-0060. And as always, just click on us at antiquebrickoutdoors.com.
Big tent, tremendous savings. Nissan's National Tent Event going on now with special offers across our lineup. Event ends soon. Visit choosenissan.com or your local Nissan dealer today.
Weather with Channel 7's Melinda Mayo.
Well, the forecast calls for warmer temperatures and still very little in the way of any rain chances for the rest of this week. Sunny skies, today's high about 88 degrees. We hit 90 in some sections of South Arkansas today. Tonight, mostly clear, down to 62 in the overnight, 88 again on Thursday with sunny skies expected. From the Channel 7 Futurecast Center, I'm meteorologist Melinda Mayo for the Buzz Radio Network.
Double B's presents the 8th Annual Buzzbecue Saturday, May 19th at the North Little Rock RV Park. Check out barbecue teams as they compete in the Bell Chevrolet Kia Barbecue Contest. Buzzaritaville will be rocking this year with awesome food and plenty of cold drinks. Sponsored by Fence Brokers, Gravely Mowers, Razorback Camper Sales, Antique Brick Outdoors, Wendy's, AgPro John Deere, and Fleet Management Services.
Attention race fans, this Saturday night it's the Baseball Motor Speedway Bad Boy 98. Some lucky fans going to drive home in a brand new 2012 Ford Mustang. Gates open at 4 p.m. Racing starts at 8. Friday night, we'll have exhibition racing as local business owners take to the track to raise money for Arkansas Children's Hospital. Then Saturday night, it's the Bad Boy 98, featuring 98 miles of ground-pounding late model Lucas Oil Series action. Come enjoy the fun, and you can win a brand-new 2012 Mustang. Saturday night at the Batesville Motor Speedway's Bad Boy 98.
If you've been thinking about getting a new fence, then call Fence Brokers right now at 501-847-8811. Don't have the money to pay right now? No problem. Fence Brokers is set up with a financial institution that can offer qualified buyers no payment, no interest for up to 18 months. Don't settle for the boring old wooden privacy fence that you can pick up yourself at a box store. Call Fence Brokers and get some of the most amazing fencing available. You won't believe what they have to offer. Fence Brokers Incorporated, offering no payment, no interest for up to 18 months. 501-847-8811.
Serta Pro Painters, because painting is personal. They're in your neighborhood. Visit CertaPro.com to schedule your free estimate today.
Good morning. One accident to report within the metro area. That's 23rd at Pine. The interstate system still looks just great. Just some light volume to deal with. And if you see an accident or hazard, 433-1010 is the traffic number. I'm Drew Mitchell for the Buzz Radio Network.
Rush Satellite. Call 225 Rush for the most in high def TV. Here's more of the show with no name on 1037 The Buzz.
I was looking at this I put together a questionnaire for our two guests at the top of the hour.
Yeah.
And then I thought it would be funny if I got them mixed up. Like if I started asking Tom Cotton ASU questions and Gus Knott.
I don't know much about Tom Cotton, do you?
No, and the only reason I brought it, got my attention was he started running campaign ads real early.
He's got a lot of money.
I mean, he was running them when everybody's running them now.
Right.
But I was like, who is this guy? Because he's running for Congress. That's a pretty prestigious seat, and I've never heard of the guy.
He's relatively young, right?
Yeah, young guy.
Well, we'll find out about him at 8.
Yeah, he's got a real competitive race. I mean, I think it's 4 or 5 folks in that race.
And anybody in that race is afforded the opportunity to be on this show. There, I've said it. Mark it, flag
well, the Hearst, you mentioned him. I saw a ton of his ads recently.
Byron Hearst, a well-known lawyer in Hot Springs.
Bethann Rankin, who is a former Miss Arkansas, is in that race.
She's in that race. Yeah. What's she running as?
She's running as a Democrat. All those are Democrats.
Oh, it's a Democratic primary. Yeah. Good. We'll get that out of the way. I used to do it all the time. We get people like Tommy Robinson up, Bill McEwen up.
I'm sorry. She's running as a Republican. My bad.
Okay.
Yeah, my bad.
And they could just come up, but I think these guys are going to try to be too serious, but they're going to be shot down. We're going to get to know the real candidate.
Nice.
We're going to go movie sound.
And it is George Takei, too, by the way.
Not Takei.
Yeah, it's Takei.
And then don't do the Spock thing. That's my only advice.
Hey, people are asking, can you eat barbecue at BuzzBQ?
You can eat barbecue at BuzzBQ. Now, that's not a part of your admission. So whenever I say that, you're not. A lot of the teams will be offering samples.
If you get there early, you're good. So
I had to get a guy thrown out either last year or 2 years ago because some of the things ran out of food. These guys, if you're cooking food, you give free samples out. And the guy goes, he was drunk. I want food. Yeah. Well, sorry. Yes, they don't have any. We're not obligated to give you
food.
Right,
and that's the thing is we don't say up front, you're not going to get platefuls, and you don't bring the family. It's not going to be a little Thanksgiving dinner or whatever. But there are 100-plus teams. Everybody's cooking up a ton of food. They have signs marked samples. It's sort of on you to go up and ask. But there are food vendors, and there are vendors there.
Unlike the 2 or 3 year run when Jennings, God rest his soul, would do it, and people would call up that never even listened to the radio station. They just knew something was going on there. They would go get one of those big-ass trays of his, put it in their trunk, come back and get another one, put it in their trunk. And take home dinner for 3 days.
Right.
It's not that, but most guys are going
to
let you.
So I think to the point is, if you get down there early in the day or even midday, you're going to get food, but it's not a matter of you're not going to be going, booth to booth and just loading up.
Right.
Especially if you get down there at 5 o'clock.
Right. Jeff.
Yeah.
What's up?
A couple soundtracks. Big Chill.
Yeah, Big Chill's getting some votes.
Dazed and Confused.
I haven't heard that one.
That's a good
point. And I got an answer to Roger's question.
What is it?
14% of women text while having sex.
No, you're real. You're
it was about moms. What did he say? It was a mom that were stay-at-home moms at 14%.
Yeah,
texting while having sex.
Probably a higher number. I don't even want to go there right now. What's your hometown?
Little Rock.
All right, another Little Rocker. Thank you very much. Mark.
Hey guys, good morning. Sunday dinner, you guys are lucky. Hey, Tommy, a couple of questions. What's your Twitter name? I can't find you. There's too many Tommy Smith.
It's
At E-Pud Smith, and it's spelled just like it sounds. E-P-U-D Smith.
E-Pud.
Yeah, E-P-U-D.
Okay, all right, great. Soundtracks are Pretty in Pink and The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, those
Those are good ones, yeah.
What was that? Also, don't forget, when you talk to George Takei, tell him that you really loved his Cinco de Mayo picture on his Twitter account. He put a tub of mayonnaise in his sink and didn't say a word about it and just tweeted it out on his Facebook page. And it took, I guess, an hour for people to figure out it was Cinco de Mayo.
Who was on Pretty in Pink?
The Smiths were on that.
Was Tears for Fears on there?
Tears for Fears, I don't think they were on that. Okay. They may have been.
Those are both by Hughes, right? Is it John Hughes?
Same kind of music.
Those are great.
All right.
Roger's question is, I think purchase something electronically, eBay or something like that.
You're on the right line, but not quite there yet. Chris, what's up?
Hey, a couple movies for you, a couple soundtracks. How about Good Morning Vietnam?
That's another one.
Is that pretty good? I've never heard that. I've never seen that movie.
Well, it's amazing. In the 70s and 80s.
Robin Williams and that's just a classic show.
And then you got
yeah, because he was Pretty a disc jockey.
Pretty Woman. Yeah, I imagine that's probably got some good songs. Roy Orbison, obviously the main one.
Is it in there?
What's that? Roy Orbison?
Pretty
Woman. Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's the signature song. Yeah.
Okay. Robert, what's up?
Hey, guys. One of the greatest all time, St. Elmo's Fire.
St. Elmo's Fire.
You know, we're talking about that is the song for, well, again, that's just like Pretty Woman. The song is the title of the movie, yeah.
Well, it's named after that some bar in...
Oh, that's right, yeah. In Boston, isn't it?
How about using a personal massager for Roger's question?
No, that would be what Roger would use, but that's not the answer to the question.
All right, y'all have a good one.
It seems like all these soundtrack movies kind of came from that 80s to mid-90s wheelhouse, right? I mean, like, I haven't heard anything that's newer than...
Yeah, that was my point.
Is it not?
I don't think they make them anymore.
Did anybody say Grease?
Yeah, Grease is one of the all-time big ones.
I think Grease and...
Saturday Night Fever.
They got to be way up there. That was the end of vinyl. And why that is, I don't know. I think part of the allure of movie soundtracks was you could get the album, look at the pictures, remember the movie.
In the movie, don't you think movies are better when you get... Like Forrest Gump, you mentioned that.
Oh, yeah.
That was a song that spanned decades, and it was just all kind of time periods, but... The music really added to that movie. It really helped make that movie. It was a great movie as it was.
See what songs are on there. Now.
What's that?
See what songs are on
there. What songs aren't? I mean, it covers all the different generations and everything.
Okay, there's even some CCR in
there. Yeah, there is, yeah.
Down on the Bayou or something like that. Grant.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Far and away. It's not even close. Forrest Gump.
Yeah, I think it's going to be way up there. But I think Roger had compiled a list, but he's gone down to check out the Occupy Little Rock people.
There's so many songs on here. It is. It looks like there's about 30 or 40. You got Hound Dog. You got, let's see, Land of a Thousand Dances, Wilson Pickett, Blowing in the Wind, I Can't Help Myself, Respect, Rainy Day Women, California Dreamin', What the World Needs Now is Love, Mrs. Robinson, Simon and Garfunkel, let's see, Turn, Turn, Turn by the Birds, Joy to the World, Three Dog Night. I mean, it just goes on and on and on.
But, you know, until recently, you couldn't get all those on one deal. You know what I mean? Unless it was one of those late-night deals where you'd see Order Now and get all the Time Life collection.
It's probably one of the largest soundtracks there is as far as number of songs
you
on the soundtrack.
You couldn't just download music like that like we do now.
Yeah, right.
And I think that's a lot of why those soundtracks were so big was because you could not get that without owning all the
Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah.
You know, oh, Lord.
Little Piggott. Wilson Piggott. I remember this song. This song was out before I was on the radio, as a matter of fact. That's how old it is.
And there are a ton of songs that are in the movie that aren't even in the soundtrack. I mean, they've listed probably 20 that aren't even in the aren't even on the soundtrack that you can buy, but are in the movie.
I guarantee you this one's on there, though.
Tie Yellow Ribbon Around the Old Oak Tree.
Is it really?
This is Running on Empty.
I think they played the whole song because he runs across the country, right?
Yeah.
Well, I don't see it. Let's see. Right. On the Road Again, I see that one. Against the Wind. Against the Wind by Seegers.
Wow.
Acri said The Graduate.
Yeah, I think we mentioned that a little earlier.
Hey, isn't Running on Empty on there? Isn't that the song he runs
to? Yeah, okay. It was in the movie. Not on the soundtrack.
Is that right?
Yeah, for certain. I mean, there's so many of them.
And why that song stands out to me, I guess because I just thought that was the most bizarre thing in the world. This guy's just going to take off running.
So you got the one coast and just,
That's what's great about that movie.
Yeah, go back and watch that movie after about 5 or 6 years. It's a good movie.
It is a great movie.
I mean, Gary Sinise is good in it.
Tom Hanks just shows you how great of an actor he is to be able to pull that off.
There in a 5-6 year period when he did that. Yeah. He did Apollo. He did, what's the thing with Wilson?
Philadelphia.
Castaway.
Philadelphia he did. Yep. He did the Island movie. Yeah.
Yeah, what's that called? Is that Castaway?
Castaway,
yeah, Wilson. Yeah.
His buddy Wilson.
Yeah. Yeah.
And who was his wife in the movie?
The blonde.
Was it Helen Hunt?
In Forrest Gump?
No.
Yes, it was Helen Hunt.
In Castaway?
No, Castaway.
Yeah.
It was Helen Hunt, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think it was because he came back. She'd remarried because he'd been gone so long. And then she runs out in the rain and says, no, I'll go with you. And he goes, no, you can't go with me. You got to go back. And at the end, he meets somebody. He meets the girl.
He's delivering the package.
A package. That's right.
You know what? It may not be. I don't see. Surely that was Helen Hunt.
I think it was because I kind of had a thing for
people
Helen
are
Hunt.
Screaming right now if it's not, so I'll find it. Yeah, Helen Hunt, that's her.
All right, Steve, what's up?
What's up, buddy?
Hey.
I think I got an answer to Roger's stupid question.
Bring it on.
I think it's sending naked pictures.
No.
Well, I will say
you're close. You're in the ballpark.
That almost could be the right answer, possibly, because that's nearby.
That's real nearby. Yeah.
Well, it'd have to be sexting then, where they back and forth type deal.
Should we give him credit for that?
Let's just give him
credit. I think that's good.
The answer was emailing somebody other than their husband or communicating with somebody on the computer other than their spouse.
Yeah, male.
So only 14%. That's a small amount. But I don't know if Roger meant that she was doing that with women or men or what.
Sometimes my wife will update me on my Twitters because I've left that at home, so please be kind.
And your Twitter account is one more time?
EPUD.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that number is skewed a little bit? Do you think they're really honest about it?
What do you mean?
The 14%?
Yeah.
Listen, that computer gets you in trouble.
Yes. Ask a lot of people who are going down now. Boy, that John Casey thing just gets weirder and weirder and weirder.
Who?
John
Edwards?
John Edwards just gets weirder and weirder. Ugh.
Yeah, speaking of two on the, I got it wrong, Tommy, on that darn
Take
election
care of
deal.
RJ.
In the 4th Congressional District, there are four Republicans and three Democrats running. So it's a big race.
Well, they all are afforded the opportunity. The primary is Tuesday. We're on the road Friday. So that's the name of that game.
Are you going to be able to go this weekend?
I
hear RJ. Cool. Yeah, RJ.
RJ, is he going to be able to go this weekend?
John, what's up?
Soundtrack
for you.
Yeah.
The Jungle Book.
I love the Jungle Book.
Hey, Louis Armstrong singing, the orangutan's part. Animal House, Platoon, that's mine.
And the one common denominator on all these is what?
That I sit around and watch too many movies.
What's from the same decades. I think the cutoff line's probably 87, and the beginning's probably 65 or 66.
New movie coming out with Tom Cruise may have an interesting soundtrack because it.
I saw some scenes from that yesterday.
Helen Hunt was the.
Are you looking to take your meal to the next level? Don't settle for anything less than Wendy's new signature sides. That's right, signature sides. The new chili cheese fries. Chili cheese fries, that sounds great. With Wendy's meaty chili, mac and cheese made with real Vermont cheddar, or a wholesome sweet potato baked fresh in Wendy's kitchens. Sweet potato and macaroni and cheese available for a limited time, so hurry in. That is right up my alley. Wendy's is open late because you deserve the hottest, juiciest, crispiest taste made for you late at night. Like a fresh-cooked Dave's Hot and Juicy Cheeseburger with fries and a drink, or chili